Well, hello, it's good to see you today. Now, I want to tell you some nice stories. You know any nice stories? Most of you do, because I'm a storyteller. And I'm going to tell you this week three very wonderful stories. And the special thing about these stories is that they're all true. They're not fairy tales, but they're true stories of things that really happened. And two of the stories that we're going to hear this week come from this book. I wonder if anybody can tell me what this is.
It's the Bible.
It's the Bible. Absolutely right. And this is God's book, isn't it? God's truth. And God speaks to us through the stories in this book. So two stories are going to come from this book. But today's story is not found in this book. But it is still a true story. And our theme for the week is all about clothes. It ends up if you like clothes. Very much clothes, spending lots of money, getting the latest designer labels. Well, we're going to learn a bit more about clothing this week. And today's story is about a boy who couldn't keep his clothes clean. I heard that if any of you have difficulties keeping yourselves clean, I assure you. But the story is especially for you today. And today's story is about a little boy whose name was Ralphie. Do you know, I've actually invited Ralphie to come to Holiday Bible Club. Have we got somebody else called Ralphie here? So I've invited Ralphie to come, and he's going to just say hello to us. Would you like to meet Ralphie?
Yeah.
Now, I know he's very shouting out the back somewhere, but I think if we shout loud enough, he'll come out and speak to us. So after three, we'll shout out his name. One, two, three. Nobody there. So he's very shy, he's really under confidence. And so I think we're going to give him a loud shout, didn't we, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, after three. One, two, three. He's coming. Come on, Ralphie. Come on. Don't be shy. What school do you go to, Ralphie?
I'm
here, the naughty boy, really. Okay, you sit still, Ralphie, and behave yourself, because I'm going to tell the boys and girls the story about little Ralphie. Now, Ralphie has had a very hard time because his daddy got killed in a car crash. And although his mother survived it, yet she was so severely injured that she could no longer look after Ralphie. She had to spend the rest of her life in a wheelchair. And she could no longer wash his clothes, and she could no longer clean and iron his shirt. And that's a big, big problem. Because Ralphie always got himself so terribly dirty. He just couldn't keep himself clean for 5 minutes. And so Ralphie and his mummy had to leave their nice, comfortable home, and they had to go and live with old Aunt Agatha in the countryside. Now, old Aunt Agatha was really cross and really grumpy. She couldn't understand how a little boy like this could get himself so terribly dirty. And she often used to tell him off. Now one day, Ralphie went off to Sunday school. How many of you boys and girls go to Sunday school? Oh, a few of you, that's good, isn't it? It's great fun. Ralphie used to love going to Sunday school. At this particular day, the teacher showed the boys and girls a very interesting book. Here it is. It's a book that hasn't got any words in it. I don't know any pictures in it. It's a book full of colours. And the colours tell a very wonderful story. The teacher said, have you ever, boys and girls, seen a book like this? And of course they shook their head, they hadn't. Well, she said, let's have a look at it. And then she did a very strange thing. She started at the back page first. She said, I always like to start with this page because this is my favourite colour. This is gold, she said. And gold in the Bible stands for heaven. Heaven, she said, is a very wonderful place because the Bible tells us that in heaven, all the streets are paved with gold. Can you imagine that? A city of gold. Isn't it wonderful? And she said, heaven is so wonderful that there's no sickness in heaven. Nobody gets sick. No headaches. No tummy aches. Nothing like that. No earaches. No toothache. Everything is wonderful. Nobody died in heaven. People live forever. Heaven, she said, is a world of happiness and a world of love. Nobody will hurt you or harm you there. No bullying. Nobody like that. Everybody's friendly and loving. And she said there's no rain in heaven, no storms, no thunder and lightning. The sun shines every day. Heaven is the most beautiful place. And she said God is there, and the Lord Jesus His Son. And they want us to go and live with them forever and ever in that place called heaven. Gold is heaven. But then she said, well, let's look at the next page. She turned to this nasty black page. And she said, this is black and it stands for something that keeps us out of heaven. She said, it stands for sin. Can anybody tell me what sin is? Yes. Yes, sin is anything that we do that is bad. What was she going to say? Bad, right. And can anybody think of bad things? What things would be sin? Punching, yes.
Kicking.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
just tummy ache. But that's not a sin, is it? That's a tummy ache, thankfully.
Pinch.
Pinching, yes.
Swear
words, that's wrong, isn't it?
Punching in the tummy.
Oh, yes.
Having
eyes and little stars. Eye-worshipping
idols, yes.
Poking. Yes, calling, that's a good one. Yeah, calling names.
Smacking,
yes.
Murdering
people, yes.
Thieving.
Yes, that's it, isn't it? Anything else? Well, these are all sins out there. They're all wrong. And the teacher told the boys and girls how the Bible tells us that we've all sinned. And we've all done wrong things. And our hearts are just like this colour. They are black with sin. And she said the terrible thing about sin is that sin keeps us out of heaven and away from God's love and from God's blessings. And then she turned the page to the next colour. This is a bright red colour. And she said red is the colour of blood. And in the Bible, this stands for the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. She said, you know, boys and girls, God loves us so much that He didn't want us to remain out of heaven and out of God's love. But He wanted us to be forgiven and to go to be with Him in heaven. And so He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus, to this earth. And you remember on that first Good Friday of Easter week, Jesus died on the cross, didn't He? He died there, shed His precious blood to take the punishment of our sins and our wrongdoing so that we could be forgiven. And our hearts could be made clean, and we could go to be with Him in heaven. Red stands for the blood of Jesus Christ. And then she turns to the final page, and this colour is white. And she said white stands for a pure white heart. We need a white heart if we are to become God's children, if we are to get to heaven. And she told the boys and girls that even though Jesus died all those many years ago upon the cross, it won't help us unless we firstly turn away from our sins. We have to be sorry for those things we've done wrong. And we have to decide that we're going to not do those things again. And we need to ask Jesus to forgive us for our sins and to wash our black hearts white. And you know, Rafi listened carefully to this story. And God spoke to his heart. Rafi realized that he had done many things that were wrong. That he was a sinner with a black heart, and that he would never go to heaven. And there and then he got down on his hands and knees, and he prayed, and he set the dying for him upon the cross. And he asked Jesus to come into his heart, and to wash away his sins, and to become his Saviour. Do you think the Lord Jesus answered his prayer?
Yes.
He did, because God has promised that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse, to wash us from all wrongdoing. And there and then, Jesus, by His Holy Spirit, came right into Ralph's heart, and cleansed him, and washed him, and made him clean on the inside, washed away all the blackness of his sin, took all that badness out of him, and gave him a new heart, and a new life, a new start, and a new beginning. He became a brand new boy that day. And he was now a Christian, on his way to heaven, and he was filled with joy and happiness. Well, the next day was school day. He got up early for school, and Aunt Agatha got some clean clothes to give to Ralphie. She said rather grumpily, I don't know why I'm giving you clean clothes. She said, you'll get them dirty before the day's out. Poor Alfie felt so sad and discouraged. Then his mum gave him a kiss goodbye and sent him off to school. She said, "Before you go, Ralphie, do try and keep yourself clean, won't you? But remember, if you do get yourself dirty, don't worry too much, because you're clean now on the inside. And the boy on the inside is more important than the boy on the outside. Man looks at the outward appearance," she said, "but the Lord looks at the heart. And the heart's the important thing." So Ralphie went off to school for the day. He thought to himself, "I'm going to try my very best to keep myself clean today." Do you think he managed? No, he didn't. In fact, the harder he tried to keep himself clean, the dirtier he became. At break time, he was playing in the school playground, he was running along, and all of a sudden he tripped over and went splat right into a pool of mud. As bloody and dirty as they could possibly be. Oh, how sad poor Ralphie felt. What are you going to say to me now? Well, just then the school bell rang. It was lunchtime. Ralphie was feeling hungry. And he looked and he saw it was his favourite meal on the menu, fish and chips. Oh, yummy, he thought. So he sat down at the table and he was just about to open a bottle of tomato ketchup, squeeze it over his throat, and then guess what happened? The top came off, and all this, so upset about it. Well, you know then, the school bell rang, it was time to mess with it. He went back to his desk, he was just lifting up the lid of his desk, just to pull out an exercise book, and all of a sudden, there was an open bottle of ink. He was so unhappy, and he was so dirty, and he covered in mess from head to toe. What we aren't ever going to say. Well, just then, the head teacher marched into the classroom. "Hello, boys and girls," he said. "I've got some good news for you," he said, "because I've just bought a new boat, and I've got it moored down by the lake. And I wonder if any of you boys and girls would like to come for a ride on my boat this afternoon." Well, of course, everybody's hand went up, including Ralphie's. "How long to go on this boat ride?" "Well," said the headmaster, "if you manage to answer these four questions on the board correctly, you can come with me on the boat." Well, Ralphie looked up at the board, and suddenly his face dropped, because it was mathematics. It was sums. Does anybody have difficulty with their sums? Well, he just couldn't get them right. He said, "I'm never going to go on this boat ride." Well, he tried his very best. He managed to get the first three right, and he just couldn't get the answer to the fourth one, the last one. All the boys and girls were leaving the class. They'd finished there by now. And his friend Ted said to him, "Come on, Ralphie, get that last one, otherwise you'll be left behind."
"That's me."
"Oh, it's no good," cried Ralphie. "I just can't get the answer to this last one." His friend Ted waited till the teacher wasn't looking. And then he got a piece of paper and wrote the answer, and then he slipped it on Ralph's desk. "Quick," he said. Look at it. Look at the answer. Write it down, and then we can all be going." Well, he struggled, because he was very tempted to cheat. But he knew that cheating was wrong. It was a sin in the eyes of God. And he wondered what he should do. And then he looked down at his sleeve, and he saw his dirty sleeve. And he finally remembered what his mummy had told him that morning. "You may get dirty on the outside, but remember, Ralphie, you're clean now on the inside." He struggled for a bit more, and then he picked up his pen and he wrote on that piece of paper, "I'm sorry, Ted, I cannot cheat. I'm now a Christian." You know, Ralphie was the only boy who didn't get to go on that boat ride that afternoon. And when he got home, you were waiting for him. Oh, down Agatha. And once she crossed, she began to shout and to bawl at him, "For God's sake, you are absolutely disgraced." And he was so upset. What a horrible day he had had. He ran right up into his bedroom, and there he cried and he cried and cried. "Oh, I feel so sad." Just then, his front doorbell rang. Aunt Agatha opened the door. And there, to her surprise, stood Ralphie's head teacher. "Hello," she said, "what can I do for you? What's Ralphie been up to today?" "Oh, no," said the head teacher, "he hasn't done anything wrong. But I thought you ought to see this." And he handed Aunt Agatha a piece of paper. Can everybody guess what it was? That's right, it was the piece of rose to Ted saying, I cannot cheat Ted, I'm now a Christian. And the head teacher showed it to our editor, and she read it. He said, I'm so proud of young Ralphie that he didn't cheat, even to go on the boat ride. It can't be for him. He must have struggled, he must have been tempted, but he did the right thing in the end. I know he gets very dirty on the outside, but you know, he's fine on the inside. And it's the inside that really counts. And the teacher went on. Well, Ralphie looked down the stairs and he saw Aunt Agatha crying in the hall. She was in tears. She looked up and saw Ralphie. She said, come down, Ralphie. And she gave him a big, big hug. I'm so proud of you, Ralphie. I'm so pleased of you. You didn't cheat, even to go on the boat ride. I know you did it so dirty, but do you know you're lovely on the inside? And you know, it wasn't long after that old Aunt Agatha became a Christian as well, and she received a new clean heart inside. You see, man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And you boys and girls this morning, you're dressed in nice clean clothes, and you look very smart and very nice. But what are you like on the inside? Are your hearts still black with sin like Ralphie's was? Have your sins been forgiven? Has Jesus given you a new clean heart? Has he given you a new start, a new beginning?
Yeah.
If not, then you can go to him this morning in prayer. Thank him for dying for you upon that cross. And ask him to come into your heart and give you a new clean heart that you might go and ask him in heaven. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love for us, that you didn't want us to be shut out of heaven and punished for our wrongdoing. We thank you that you sent your Son to the cross to be punished for us, to take all our blame. And we thank you for him who died for us and then rose again to be our living Saviour. And we pray that each boy and girl here today may know the forgiveness of their sins and that they might have that new clean heart with him. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.